Sitting in my car at a red light, I pull out my lucky lighter and lit my cigarette. I should really quit these things, I thought to myself, as I always do. And as I always do, I turn up the volume knob on the radio and tune into my favorite station, NWPB. Ah, public radio. Those calm, soothing voices settle my buzzing mind. But today, all I hear is buzzing. Where's Tom? Anissa? Their voices usually come through clear as a bell. All I can hear is static. Oh no, this cannot be good. NWPB is on the third floor of the Murrow Building at Washington State University. I usually catch the elevator up from the ground floor, but today, it was out of order. A general uneasiness hung in the air like a thick cloud of smoke. As I rounded the corner on the second flight of stairs, I bumped into Devin. He's the IT guy. He looked pale. Paler than IT guys usually look. He looked like he'd just seen a ghost.
Sorry, I didn't see you there. I have to go. The internet is down for the whole building.
The radio static, the out-of-order elevator, the downed Wi-Fi network. It could only mean one thing. Murrow was awake, and he was angry. As I cross the green carpet on the second floor and approach the TV studios, I see the portrait of Edward R. Murrow. It's large and takes up most of the wall, and you can barely see to the top of the ornate gold frame. For years, a pack of Lucky Strike cigarettes have rested on that portrait. He knew the dangers of cigarettes. They killed him. But as he was insatiable in life, we still indulge him in death. And as long as those Luckies are there, things run smooth in the building. As smooth as that rich Virginia tobacco. But where are they? I searched high and low. Did they fall behind the painting? Are they in the trash? No luck. Nowhere to be found. Somebody stole Murrow's cigarettes. According to legend, his ghost could not rest until he got his Luckies back. I knew what I had to do. I had to find the thief. I had to work fast to solve the case. There wasn't much time. NWPB's pledge drive was right around the corner, and Lord knows they need the money. It's the time for listeners to make a call or go online to pledge their support for Northwest Public Broadcasting. It keeps the station coming to them each and every day, and it must go off without a hitch.